Welcome to your home for Red Fox Athletic News. This is the Hartsville Sports Network podcast.
Touchdown! Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Hartsville Sports Network podcast. I am your host, Demai Bishop, and I'm here with
Cody Corral,
Jazzy Ferguson.
You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and of course, the home of the Red Foxes, HHSRedFoxes.com. Make sure to like, share, subscribe, and 5-star rate.
What did y'all do for the break?
I went to Great Wolf Lodge, and I think it was Concord, and somewhere else. It was a lot of fun.
I practiced over the break the whole time.
That's fun.
Yeah. What did you do?
Watched a lot of football. That's about it. I didn't go anywhere. I just stayed at home and worked and watched football. It's a exciting break.
And now it's time for the Red Fox weekend recap.
In volleyball, on Thursday, October the 6th, the Red Foxes defeated the West Florence Lady Knights 3-1, 18-25, 25-22, 25-14, and 25-20. After dropping the first set, the Lady Foxes came out with a purpose and took the next three sets. This is a big regional victory for the Foxes, with one region match left next week against Wilson. The Red Foxes are looking for an affordable seeding in the playoffs. On Monday, October the 10th, the Lady Foxes took on Marlboro County at home and were victorious in three sets, 25-6, 25-16, and 25-12. The Lady Foxes came out strong and overwhelmed Marlboro County. During the first set, Lily Cabrera went on a 17-point serve streak and that put the Foxes in control of the match. Hartsville will host Wilson on Tuesday, October 11th for senior night. Good luck, Lady Foxes.
On Tuesday, October 4th, the cross-country teams competed at Trinity Collegiate. Both the boys and the girls teams finished second to West Florence. The girls' top finisher was Katie Nutt with a time of 20:40. The boys' top finisher was Ethan Hickey with the time of 18:20.
On Friday, September 30th, South Florence came to Kellytown Stadium, ranked number one in 4A, trying to prove they deserve their ranking. They slipped away with a 5-point victory as the Foxes couldn't pull off a comeback win and lost 33-28. After a scoreless first quarter, the Bruins got on the board midway through the second quarter. South Florence would score again just before halftime, putting them up 13-0 at the midpoint. In the third quarter, the two Red Fox fumbles recovered by South Florence lead to touchdown for the Bruins, and the score was 26-0 after three quarters. In the fourth quarter, things started clicking for the Foxes. Carmelo McDaniel ran from 5 yards out on the first play of the quarter to put Hartsville on the board. Freshman Tristan Spann, starting his first varsity game, caught two touchdown passes from McKendree Douglas. The first was from 41 yards out. The second was from 82-yard catch and run. McDaniel would score the Foxes' last touchdown from 24 yards out. Hartsville had one last chance, but the drive sputtered, and they turned the ball over on downs with 24 seconds left in the game, ending their comeback hopes. On Friday, October 7th, Hartsville put up 82 points to beat Myrtle Beach 82-42. Yes, that's right. It wasn't a basketball game. It was a football game, and the Foxes put up big numbers. Myrtle Beach received the opening kickoff and was forced to punt after three downs. The Foxes blocked the punt and scored a few plays later to go up 6-0. Myrtle Beach would answer with a touchdown of their own on the next possession. This gave the Seahawks their one and only lead of the night, 7-6. Hartsville then went on an offensive explosion, putting up 40 points in the first half to take a 40-14 lead at halftime. The second half opened with Hartsville taking the kickoff off and driving down the field with Jayshon Anderson 2-yard touchdown, but it was back and forth with both offenses answering each other's scores through the third quarter. Both teams scored 21 in the quarter. The Foxes extended their lead in the fourth quarter to take the high-scoring victory. Scoring for Hartsville was Camilla McDaniel, 6 rushing touchdowns, Jayshon Anderson with 4 rushing touchdowns, McKendree Douglas with 1 rushing touchdown, and E.J. Smith with a touchdown reception from Douglas. Carmelo and Jayshon combined for 616 yards and 10 touchdowns. Here's Jayshon and Carmelo on their performance.
They progressed. past couple of weeks that I'm extremely proud of them.
What was just kind of the game plan going in? It seemed like you guys, you know, just had a, you know, just the right game plan, you know, and made the right moves at the right time against Myrtle Beach.
It's not really a game plan. It's like a mindset. We play hard, play fast, just play run hard. Really, that's all it is.
And what was it kind of like out for you, you know, both you and Carmelo? It seemed like you just had a lot of daylight to run. I mean, what was it kind of like out there for you?
It's a lot of unselfishness, you know. I block hard for him. He block hard for me. Things open up. Happy for each other.
Yeah, you two combined for 10 touchdowns and over 600 yards rushing. I know that's got to be a tremendous thing. What's it been like, just kind of that dynamic between you two?
Man, it's like I said, unselfishness, really. Just blocking hard, progressing every day, helping each other out.
Okay. I didn't know. Obviously, you know, you guys, you know, they had a potent offense. We're going to kind of come back. What was it like offensively mindset, just kind of going out and knowing you guys, you know, I kind of had to match them score for score a good bit.
Oh, yeah, sir. Every time they score, we just say, we got the defense back. We go out and score. Just having the defense back the whole night.
We was told that Myrtle Beach was going to give us, like, different looks, funky looks, switch up their defense. But my coach was, observing it, and he just gave us what he thought that would work, and we just executed it to the south. We just got it done.
Okay. All right. How was it for you out there? I mean, did it seem like you said, you just had, you know, just a lot of running room out there? Just how much running room would you have, you know, you felt out there?
Oh, man, I don't know. I mean, but I couldn't have the room if it weren't for my football players. Players out there on the field making the space for me. I mean, I created space for myself, but hey, I mean, it's a team effort, so we got it done.
Okay. And obviously, you and Jay Sean combined tonight, 10 touchdowns, over 600 yards rushing. What's it just like, kind of that dynamic with you two?
Oh, that's my bloodline. That's my twin right here. I mean, that's the best duo. That's the best duo right here. I mean, if he doesn't get the yards, I do. And if I don't, then he do. I mean, it's a 1-2 punch either way, and I love him to death.
Thank you to the Morning News, Justin Jiggers, for that audio.
Carmelo McDaniel is the Hartsville Sports Network Offensive Player of the Week with 334 rushing yards and 6 touchdowns.
DeMarion Cole is the Hartsville Sports Network Defensive Player of the Week with 2 interceptions.
There were several records set during this game. Most points scored in the game, most rushing yards in the game. Carmelo set the most touchdowns and tied for most points. Carmelo set the most touchdown record, and Hartsville tied for most points and most single game rushing yards, and DeMarion tied the interception record. The Red Foxes will take on North Myrtle Beach Friday night for the last home game of the season. Good luck, Foxes.
The Hartsville High Bass Fishing Team had its second talk this past Saturday at Black's Camp on Santee Lakes. All 4 teams caught fish in the tournament, but only one team's catch was big enough to weigh. Santee has not been producing the big band like normal with the fall transition going on. Congratulations to Trey Connor and Jared Kington once again for having the top honors for the Red Foxes in the South Carolina High School Bass Challenge top number 2 of the year.
Here is Coach Boo with the upcoming events for the week.
We have tennis and volleyball tonight versus Wilson. Volleyball students will get in free because it is senior night for volleyball. We're going to recognize the 8 seniors that we have. Cross country ended up canceling their meet at West Florence, so they're no longer traveling there. On Wednesday, our cheer team will have their first competition. They're going to travel to Spring Valley, and their time is 8:03 is when they when they actually go on the mat. So if you want to go to Spring Valley, they'll get going at 8:03. And then tennis is senior night versus Darlington over at Byerly Park. They have 2 seniors that they'll be recognizing before the match, so come out about 5:00 for that recognition. Then on Thursday, JV football will travel to North Myrtle, and tennis will finish up their regular season by traveling to North Myrtle as well. And then on Friday night, it's homecoming, military appreciation night, and we might even have 2 other special recognitions that I don't have confirmation yet on, and that will be playing North Myrtle Beach on Friday night. And then lastly, our first ever home cheer competition, the Foxy Invitational, will be on Saturday, and the first teams will go off at 10:00. I'm not sure what time we'll be on the mat, but the cheer competition will last pretty much all day, starting at.
And that's our Red Fox Weekend Recap. Now it's time for the Cali Breeze Corner segment brought to you by Alloway Print. At Alloway Print, we specialize in bringing your vision to life with your print needs. What do you want to say through print media? Call or email us to get started. Welcome to the show, Coach.
What's up?
Great game Friday. Were you able to get away from the football your fall from football your fall break?
Absolutely not. Worked the whole time and enjoyed it. And we had practice in the morning and coaches stuff in the afternoon. But really, it's worth it. We're having fun coaching young men and being in the season.
110 points in the last six quarters, Coach. That's basketball numbers on a great night. What do you attribute this offensive explosion to?
We've been working on that three-point shot a lot, making sure our elbows tight. Oh, I'm sorry, wrong sport. No, really, I think it's the offensive lines are playing exceptionally well. You know, they're doing a great job, really progressing. Obviously, we have some really good skilled athletes, and that helps. But really, when the offensive line starts putting the pieces together, that's when you start seeing a lot of offensive success.
Myrtle Beach had an early lead 7-6 and then had a tough time moving the ball. What were we able to do defensively that stifled them?
Well, Myrtle Beach's starting quarterback was playing. We had a great game plan for him. He was a running quarterback, and I thought we really did a great job of shutting him down, doing the things we had to do in the first half. He wound up getting hurt, and then they changed their game plan immediately to almost 90% pass. Which kind of complicated some things in the second half, almost two different offensive teams. But really, I thought our kids battled the whole night and got stops when we needed to. There was a big fourth down and goal on the one-yard line where their guy went to jump over the pile, and we were able to hit him and knock him back. And then next thing you know, we go 99 yards the other way for another touchdown. So it was really big spot for our defense kids.
Third quarter, 21-21. They were able to find an offensive stride. What adjustments did you make going into the fourth to hold them to only seven?
Well, sometimes it's not always adjustments. It's just kind of doing what you're doing better and just pointing some things out to the guys. We have some technology on the sidelines so we can actually show them on an iPad. Sometimes it's just letting them see how a little bit different here, a little bit different there makes all the difference in the world.
Moving forward to North Myrtle Beach, on the offense side of the ball, what do we need to keep up the score on slot?
Well, we have to continue to practice really hard. Also, our receivers are very young. You alluded to Tristan Spann got his first start against South Florence. Obviously, last week we didn't have to throw the ball a lot, but we're going to have to. And I think, you know, McKendry Douglas continuing to progress. But our young receivers and E.J. Smith and Tristan Spann, I think combined age is like 29, so they're really young. But just allowing them to continue to get better, because we're going to have to throw the ball. Obviously, when you rush for big yards, people find more ways to try to stop you, and you have to make some plays in the passing game. So that's what we really need to continue to progress.
The defense has stepped up big in the last six quarters. What do they need to do to take care of business against North Myrtle Beach?
Oh, North Myrtle Beach does a lot of stuff. Their offense is like a Cheesecake Factory menu. There's a whole bunch of stuff on it. And so it's really kind of hard to defend, you know. So it's a really unique challenge this week, because there's a lot of things out there, a lot of moving parts. So I think just preparing those guys and getting them ready to go, and hopefully we play fast on Friday.
Thank you, Coach Calabrese. Good luck this week against North Myrtle Beach. Thank you for your time. See you next week.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Y'all take care. All right, well, see you, Coach.
Thank you for listening. Once again, remember you can listen to Hearts of Sports Network on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and, of course, the home of the Red Foxes, HHSRedFoxes.com. I'm your host, Demai Bishop, and I'm here with
Coach Corral,
Jazzy Frierson.
We're out. Boom. We'll be right back.